Letterkenny during the month at 281, which is up from 277 last year. But it must be remembered, in 2010, that was 86. In 2011, it was 81. The deterioration in overcrowding and the incidence of it in Letterkenny has been very marked. This is the 9 month in a row when the year-on-year figure has shown an increase, which can't continue and has to be addressed. And that's why the task force recommendations on emergency department overcrowding have got to be implemented immediately.
The minister did announce in recent weeks that he is committing funding to that very issue. Is the minister kicking into touch, or do you believe this will lead to real and substantive change?
I always have to try to be optimistic. I think the minister has committed to oversee an implementation group that will meet on a regular basis. That's good. But I also have to say that while the additional funding in the task force from the minister was welcome, we don't believe it's adequate. Letterkenny has a particularly unique problem, because I know that much was said and written during this winter about delayed discharges being a major factor. Letterkenny didn't have major delayed discharges. It was just the quantum of people presenting requiring inpatient care. So it was just an inadequate supply of acute hospital beds. And that isn't being addressed in the short term by the task force. So we've said the extra beds under Fair Deal is very welcome, but we need extra beds in the acute hospital system as well. Letterkenny is one of those that definitely needs an additional bed capacity. And there's no short-term or immediate plan coming out of the task force, and that's very worrying for Letterkenny and for other hospitals across the country.